Now, it is 13 to 6, 18.8 degrees right now, 1-3-882. If you've got anything for us this morning, but Millsy, a story that was unfolding last night is that the AFP have charged a third man wanted over an importation of more than 300 kilograms of cocaine into Western Australia after he was found last night, allegedly hiding under a home spa.
On his back patio.
Mm.
Right. So, secret compartment, Carl.
Yeah, well, look, there was, and as I said, this was something that I saw only briefly on our news last night, but it's expected that there will be an appearance in the Perth Magistrates Court today, charged with importing a commercial quantity of a border control drug. The maximum penalty for this particular offence is life imprisonment.
Right. Mm. Well, this all relates to that boat that was down in the Great Southern. You're in front of the curve on that. You
is
were.
That curve?
At the time.
That was curve.
Curve.
Yeah.
I said
okay,
curve.
Just making sure.
WA authorities investigating a potential shark attack off the Pilbara coast near Delta Island off the coast of Karratha. And apparently 7 o'clock last night, the extent of injuries is unknown at this point in time and investigations are continuing. Have you been up into that part of the world, Delta Island? There's lots of little islands off the coast of Karratha.
I've been up and around there. Lambre is one of the islands. That's more off Point Sampson, which is where I've sort of spent more of my time when I've gone up to that neck of the woods, Millsy. So I'm not overly familiar with that part. But yes, there is a large number of little islands off there and let's hope the person's okay.
You been in a chopper?
I've been in a chopper. Yes, you know I've been in a chopper. I lost one of my mates.
Sorry, I should have remembered
that.
My apologies.
That's okay.
A Navy helicopter has crashed in New South Wales on the south coast. This all happened last night off the coast of Jervis Bay. 10 people were on board the helicopter at the time. They were taking part in a counter-terrorism training. According to witnesses, there was an explosion near the rotors and moments later the Navy chopper went down in the water and onlookers heard a bang and they described seeing a fire on board. Miraculously, everyone on board made it out alive. Only two people have been treated for minor injuries, so they were very lucky. The ADF says at this time, defence priority is supporting members involved in the incident. They'll be counting their lucky stars.
That's awesome news.
This morning, there's no doubt about it. To survive that, quite remarkable.
Yeah, that is some good news this morning. This is not so good news, or it wasn't at the time, Millsy, because a mum has won a caustic burns compo from Chicken Treat. The outlet was ordered to pay a Bunbury mother more than $1 million damages after she consumed hot chips laced with caustic soda. Now, essentially what had happened here is that back in 2013, staff, unbeknown to them, had mistakenly sprinkled the chips, the poisonous cleaning chemical, across the top of the chips. So thought it was salt out of a box. So caustic soda out of a box. So you got chippy salt that comes out of a box. So sadly, it had done some significant damage. And look, This lady has been suffering mentally from it ever since.
There's a number of people that are in the same boat that ate the chips, including her son. Mm. They reckon the caustic soda was on that part of the world because they were cleaning the other vat. But, yeah, I mean, I would have thought that salt came in a salt container, like a silver one that you showed.
Well, you wouldn't have thought, and look, it's a mistake, and they're paying for it a big time, but you just wouldn't have thought you'd leave it in a food preparation area, certainly a commercial kitchen like that.
Now, the Rosemount Hotel on Fitzgerald Street.
You went there recently, didn't you?
Very good hotel. The food there is great. But a man in his 50s is recovering in hospital after being stabbed in that particular establishment's car park. It is understood the victim was stabbed in the stomach with a pocket knife. He's in a stable condition at Royal Perth Hospital and investigations are continuing. That happened yesterday afternoon after an argument broke out between two men.
Now, I'd love to hear from people this morning who have actually had the heart health test because it faces the axe. 1-3-882, is this something that you have undertaken? And what's involved in the heart health test? Look, me personally, I've had some heart health tests, but I haven't actually done what is looking like being axe. But of course, it is there, a simple test to detect Australia's biggest killer, prevents 76,500 heart disease events. And this is something that I really would love to hear from our audience about. I'm sure there would be someone or maybe a few of you that have undertaken this heart health test. You get it from your GP. What's involved in it? Love to hear some more about that to educate ourselves this morning on 1-3-882.
Yeah. Someone wanted to know, is your establishment on North Terrace or on the coast?
No, it's on the coast. It's down there on West Coast Drive.
Right. And you're a minor shareholder in that.
Yes, I am.
You're not actually running it personally.
No, I'm not.
You won't see Carl behind the gorilla.
Oh, well, I could. I've got my responsible service of alcohol, Millsy, I could jump up and get involved if
that'd
required.
Be great.
But
a nice story to finish. Cannington detectives recovered a three-month-old French bulldog that had been stolen during a burglary, and that happened yesterday. The owners were very happy to get little Rouge back safe and sound. A 20-year-old woman from Wanneroo has been charged. Further arrests are expected. That is from the Cannington Police via Twitter. That is good news. I reckon it's a warning for others that want to steal someone else's dog. I mean, with lots of people, it's like stealing a child from them.
Do we ever find those couple of dogs that we put on the radio some...
Not that I'm aware of.
...time ago?
Because
it seems to be a bit of a thing, stealing dogs, especially those ones that are highly priced. I mean, they're expensive.
Well, you know, though, as I know, that some people just love their dog or their cat just like they love their children. And when someone knocks it off, that would be just so destroying because you thought, where's the dog? Mm. I hope they're okay. I hope they're being looked after. I hope they're not dead. All that kind of stuff goes through your mind. There's some of the stories making news. There's a heap more around as well. We'll share that with you as the day unfolds.